The G.I. Journal goes to press. G.I. Journal, Editor-in-Chief Bob Hope speaking. Hello, you want to place an ad? Just a second, I'll take it down. Okay, shoot. P-38 pilot wants to meet girl flyer with thorough knowledge of mechanics. Object contact. Okay, we'll print it up right away. Let's see now, where's that office boy of mine? Oh, boy, boy.
Here I am, Chief.
Oh, fine, you haven't been a boy since Crosby had hair. Look. Look, G.I. Journal's in bad shape. Can you think of any way to increase the circulation of this paper?
Sure, we ought to give something away.
Like what, for instance?
The paper.
I knew I could count on you for a clever lull.
I don't know what you're kicking about. We're running more ads than ever. Here's another one just came in for the lost and found department.
Let's see it. Found mink coat in closet of suburban home with easily jimmied downstairs window. Will gladly inform old owner of coat's whereabouts in return for $1,000 in combination to stubby little safe and den. Address 1048837 Alcatraz 9, California. Nice class of people we're dealing with anyway. Any other ads come in?
Yeah, here's one from the Social Security Boys Athletic Club.
Let's read it. It says, attention, man 80 years old. Are you living a full life? Do you get as much kick out of things as you did when you were 75? And most important of all, how do you fare with members of the opposite sex? Is your bark worse than your bite? Or when the time comes to bite, do you just sit there and bark? Perhaps you think you're in your second childhood. If so, send no money. Just a stamped, self-addressed envelope with a $5 bill in it, and we'll ship by return mail a celluloid boat and a sponge duck to sail in your tub. Act now. This offer may expire before you do. Remember, if you're 80 years old and looking for a mate, we can help you. Just make this simple test. Can you reach down and touch your toes without bending your knees? You can? Then do it often. That's enough excitement for a guy your age. Fine ad. What this paper needs is a Hollywood gossip columnist, somebody that can dish out all the news that's fit to clean up. I advertised for one yesterday. Look in the outer office to see if anybody showed up yet.
Okay, Chief. Well, what can I do for you, lady?
You advertised for a Hollywood columnist.
That's right, lady.
Well, I'm Luella Parsons.
Oh, what can I do for you, lady?
You can tell me where to reach Editor Hope.
Well, he's pretty busy, but I'll tell him you're here. Hey, boss, there's a girl out there to see you.
What kind of a girl?
Well...
Oh, tell her she'll have to wait a few minutes. I've got to straighten out this musical page. Okay, Sergeant Harry Bluestone, let's proofread that young man with a horn. Bring on that Air Force's band of yours. Ah, thank you very much. Very pretty. Hello?
Hello. Say, I understand you're looking for a Hollywood columnist.
That's
a
right.
A gossip columnist for G.I. Journal.
That's right, lady, but I got to be pretty careful about who I hire. I need an expert newspaper woman.
Oh, what's the matter with me? I've been around a long time.
Obviously, but, can you write?
Certainly. I've written a Hollywood column since Napoleon was a PFC.
Yes, sir. There we go. Yes, sir.
In fact, the movie stars don't do anything without calling me first.
Anything? Say, you must have... You must have a busy phone.
Oh, I do. And a lot of the stars come to me for advice. For instance, I was the one who told Lana Turner to stop wearing sweaters.
You're giving yourselves a fine buildup. I could kill you for that. What are some of your other qualifications?
I predicted in 1942 that talking pictures would be successful.
1942, but talking pictures came out in 1927.
That's me. No snap judgment. Well, do I get the job?
Well, I'm not sure yet. I don't know if you'd be good for the inside dope and the real hot news and the movie stars.
You don't, eh? Well, Mr. Hope, I know where you were last night between the hours of 9 and 12.
You do?
I do.
The job is yours, and name your own salary. How does she know where I was last night? Say, what's your name, anyway?
Luella Parsons.
Luella Parsons? Well, Miss Parsons! Need I tell you that I feel like a fool?
No.
What's the matter with me lately? I've seen you 1,000 times.
Think nothing of it. It's all right, Bob.
No, it isn't. I should have known you right away.
Don't be so nervous. Stop biting my nail.
Oh, I'm sorry. Honestly, Luella, I could just punch holes in my head after all those wonderful reviews you've written about me. Gosh, I'll never forget what you said about my first picture years ago. Bob Hope is going places.
I also said I'll chip in for the train fare.
Yes. That was cute, yes. Anyhow, Luella, what's new around Hollywood?
Oh, there's plenty going around in this old town, Bob.
Anything we can print?
Yes. For example, I just learned that a certain producer and a certain starlet plan to elope to a certain nearby resort and take those certain vows, which will make them Mr. You-Know-Who.
They were just meant for each other. They're a lovely couple, aren't they?
Who?
Never mind. Please continue.
Now, here's a little item about lovely, glamorous Hedy Lamarr. It seems she takes daily sun baths on her roof.
I know. Hedy lives out in my neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah. Tell me, Luella, is that a beauty mark on her back or a fly on my telescope?
Don't tell me you're a peeping Tom.
No, I'm more of a bug-eyed Bob. But Luella... But Luella, I've been thinking, you know a lot of beautiful Hollywood stars, and if we could get some of them down here to pose for pictures, I'm sure we'd boost the journal's circulation, not to mention my own.
As a matter of fact, Bob, I've invited Dolly Lamour here tonight.
Well, jolly, Lolly, you know it'll be a pleasure to see Lamour without the crooning skinhead around.
Precious Chief, here are G.I. Journal Star Girl reporters with that layout you ordered. The Andrews Sisters.
If you ever go down Trinidad, they make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Kumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Since the Yankee come to Trinidad, they got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Kumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
From Chickachickary to Mona's Isle, native girls all dance and smile, help soldiers celebrate his leave, make every day like New Year's Eve.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. In old Trinidad, I also fear, the situation is mighty queer. Like the Yankee girl, the native swoon, when she hear der bingo croon, drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Out on Manzanella Beach, G.I. romance with native peach. All night long make tropic love, next day sitting hot sun and cool off, drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Rum and Coca-Cola. Working for the Yankee dollar.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes. They're comers, all right. And that turns the page to G.I. Journal's original Song of the Week department, and we point with pride to another brand new tune written overseas and mailed to us here at Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Men, we've really been getting some great tunes from you overseas songwriters, and we hope if any more of you have written a song you'd like to hear on G.I. Journal that you'll send it along. This week's musical scoop is a tune called You Better See Me by Captain Joseph Blankenship at APO 708. And here to sing it back to you, Joe, is our copy gal in the original Song of the Week department, Miss Connie Haynes.
If you got a trouble worrying you, a lawyer, PDQ. But if you want to see the mood at its best, then I suggest that you better see me. But if you got a headache worrying you, better see a doctor, PDQ. But if you have a heartache deep in the chest, then I suggest that you better see me. The doctors and the lawyers can cure your pains and stress, but I can't cure your loneliness. So if you're tired of working every day, better change the scenery right away. But if you want a romance instead of a rest, then I suggest that you better see me. The doctors and lawyers can cure your pain and stress, but I can cure all of your loneliness. If you're tired of working every day, better change the scenery right away. But if you want a romance instead of a rest, then I suggest that you better see me.
Thank you. great, Connie Haynes. And congratulations, Captain Joe Blankenship. Wasn't that swell, Luella? Come in.
Hello, Luella.
Hello, why, Johnny Lamour.
Hello, Johnny. You remember me, Bob Hope?
Oh, yes. You're on your hind legs tonight.
I don't know how that rumor got around about me.
Look, Bob, no one in a skirt is safe around you, and you know it.
I wouldn't say that, Dottie. I've been alone here with Bob for several minutes, and I must say he's been a perfect gentleman.
Never took my gloves off once, you see?
Well, he knows you're a big newspaper woman, Lolly. He'd be afraid to get romantic with you.
I don't see why. You know I don't have to print everything that happens.
Oh, we're cooking. Say, what causes this fatal charm I have for women lately?
The manpower shortage.
She's just kidding, Lolly. She really goes for me. You know, we have adjoining dressing rooms at Paramount.
Well, that sounds romantic.
Romantic is right. You know what she did the other morning? She kept rapping on the wall to attract my attention.
Rapping? Nothing. I was driving a plug in that peephole you drilled.
Oh, that's just silly. I haven't even got a drill in my room.
Then your nose must be sharper than it looks.
Oh.
Now, if you two lovebirds will excuse me, I think I'll go out and gather some news.
Okay, Lolly, I'll stay here and try to gather Dottie.
Happy little gathering, isn't it? So long, Lolly.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Lolly. Well, Dottie, here we are alone. What are you thinking of?
I'm thinking of a song.
What song, Dottie?
Don't Fence Me In.
Well, Dottie, I'm really glad you came down. You see, I want you to pose for some pictures of G.I. Journal.
I'm always willing to watch the birdie for the boys overseas. Go ahead and take the pictures.
But, Dottie, you out of your mind? You'd be embarrassed to tears if you posed with all those clothes on.
Well, what do you suggest?
Well, I have a very novel idea. I thought I could get a picture of you in a strapless tea bag.
No, I don't think that's any good, Bob.
All right, then we'll put you in a bathing suit.
But I didn't bring a bathing suit with me.
That's all right. I have one of mine here. Go behind the screen and put it on.
But, Bob, I couldn't pose in your bathing suit.
Don't worry. It's a two-piecer. Three, counting the leggings.
Gee, where in the world did you get this suit?
Oh, it's a suit I wore years ago when I was a lifeguard.
Years ago is right. It says Coney Island, 1898.
1898 was my locker number. Say, I was some lifeguard. Yes, sir.
You sure were old boy.
Many a day I'd be sitting on the beach, a girl would yell for help, and I'd run out and grab her.
And she'd really yell for help. Oh, well. Anything for G.I. Journal. Where's the screen?
Right there. Just step behind it and change your clothes. Say, why are you staring at it? What are you looking for?
Nose holes.
Nobody trusts me. Go ahead, Dottie. And while you're back there changing into my bathing suit, here's some mail that's been collecting for you. They want you to sing.
Behind the screen?
Who knows? It might start a new trend.
Okay. Don't any of you fellas look. Now, just listen. I'd like to beam this to all you G.I. Journal subscribers, but in particular to Law, Don, Frank, Ted, and Bob at APO 557. Art Beckman at 980. Sergeant Billy Brooks, Joe Zoglio, and to that APO 464 gang, including Earl Johnson. Also the boys in Barracks 24 at Station 365. Hiya, Murph. And to that certain T4 who wrote us that swell report on the 103rd.
Dreams at night, it could happen to That was nice dedicating. I'll see you later. I've got to get back to the city desk. Well, all I need now is the right photographer to get those shots of Dottie L'Amour. I want some real artistic shots. They can't be taken by just a guy with a camera. He's got to be a man with the soul of a painter, a poet, a genius to his fingertips. A man that...
Hello.